Sorry, sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hi there, all of you, dear good souls.
You have requested me
to talk to the world.
Okay, I will try. But the things I talk about, most people don't want to hear. Nevertheless, I told you that
I will comply, if possible, with your whatever request.
Since you are my God's disciples.
Okay, I will try.
The outcome, I cannot guarantee. It might even get me into more trouble. It might invite more enemies. It might threaten me with even more death threats than already exist. I am okay, in case you are all worried. I am okay. Well, at least for you. My God's disciples, who were eager to hear my voice, I would talk about something. All right, let's talk about the world at large. You see, every day we are praying for peace, for happiness, for health, for prosperity. But we are doing the opposite. We cause water to run dry. We cause mountains and land to slide. We cause brutal storms, typhoons, tsunamis,
earthquakes,
etc.
We kill young and old, animal folk, mountains and forests, oceans, lakes and rivers, any precious loved ones, faith and moral. You name it.
We worry about victims of the war. The present war in Ukraine has been a pain for the world. Of course, for me too. There are no words I can use to describe my pain about the war in Ukraine. And we worry because hundreds of thousands of Russian soldiers, plus hundreds of thousands of others from Ukraine, have died and still continue to die more and more.
For nothing, achieve nothing.
We have pain for them. We pray for them.
And the destructive, murderous war is still not yet finished.
I used to blame because of pain.
I used to cry out, blaming this and that, blaming many other factors.
Well, I don't blame anymore. Because why blaming the instigator of the war?
Or suffering makers. I know, deep down myself, that is all collective karma.
The killing karma has to be kind of paid for, recycled, until there are no traces left. Just like we recycle garbage or any other
material things that can't be used
or have to be gotten rid of. Of course, it's good that we pray for them and we pray to God for the war to end so people can go back to their normal life, being more productive for their own countries as well as for the world at large. But we forget that the war has always been going on every day in our world, with or without
any other country involved?
With or without the extremist terrorists,
etc.
We make war every day.
That is a fact. War with the helpless animal kingdom. With our own fetus, our own babies in the wombs. End this war, then all wars will end. Then we will achieve real, lasting peace. There are many troubles in our world, but if we generate compassionate energy, all negative will melt and be gone. Love has the component to dissolve all ills. Remember what the goddess of love told us long ago.
The big war that has prolonged for 4 years, killing hundreds of thousands of soldiers and innocent bystanders, and we mourn for that. But there are bigger wars than this. If you did not know, or if you have forgotten, may I remind you, 73 approximately, or it could be more, 73 million plus human beings die every year.
That's about 200,000 per day.
And nothing has been done about it, or very little. These 73 million are innocent babies to be, innocent humans to be, who could contribute greatly, or at least produce something that's good for humanity, for humans' survival, for the planet's prosperity. And we continue to make this war without thinking too much about it. And all the so-called laws in different countries are supporting it, encouraging it, paying for it with people's hard-earned tax money, while their citizens are still sleeping on the street, buried under the snow, dying without anyone's care. And the Blood River is still running from any slaughterhouses in any country. The mountain of bones still continue piling up, also by the slaughterhouses in different countries. Why our mountains are sliding, our lands are disappearing, burying people and their properties with it, leaving orphans, widows, disabled people everywhere. I haven't been talking for a long time, not too much, so I guess I'm not very fluent in speech today. Forgive me. Be patient with me. I was even worried that God would not allow me to speak to you anymore. But today I just do. I did ask God for permission. The answer is not clear.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.